Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a conference that my good friend Ashley Albrecht and I decided to create to support parents. This was intended to be a live conference happening in the Philadelphia area on April 25th. However, due to the current coronavirus pandemic, we decided to shift the conference into a fully digital format. And most recently, we decided to make our conference 100% free. We feel that this is a very important service that we can offer to families everywhere as they try to parent their children during this unprecedented time that we're living in. So please register to join us and hear from my good friend and world-renowned speaker and Oprah's favorite parenting expert, Dr. Shefali, and myself and over 20 other parenting experts who will talk to you about parenting your children from toddlers to teens and everything in between, all kinds of special needs at this very challenging time. Check out the show notes for the registration link or visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody. This is episode 471, and I am delighted to have my dear friend Casey Hartung with me. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Erin.
Casey is a working mom and a certified life coach and a blogger, a very religious blogger. Good for you, Casey. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, my blog started as a hobby now close to 6 or 7 years ago, and it's been something I've done weekly for quite some time, and now I have over 300 posts, and it's definitely a passion project of my own, but led to so many other things too, and probably one of the reasons why I'm sitting here with you today.
I couldn't agree more, and it's fabulous how you support parents in your blog, and when we get to the end, remind me if I forget, but we'll tell them how they can find it.
Sure, of course.
And then I could post a link in the show notes and stuff.
Awesome.
So at our conference, you're going to be talking about balancing work and parenting and life.
Yes.
And I thought it would be really pertinent right now to talk about balancing work and life in the midst of this global pandemic that we are living in right now.
Yes. I think it feels like uncharted territory. But I would say that a lot of what I've learned over the years really is applicable even in today's situation as it was for me working outside of the house up until a couple of days ago. But it's a challenge. I think that where I came years ago when my daughter was first born, I thought that I was really good at time management, and so it was not going to be a big challenge for me to like slide a few more things on my to-do list.
No problem.
And wow, boy, was I wrong, right? So, you know, a lot of what my passion is how do you figure that out? It obviously is a lot more than finding time for everything, even though I think that time is where it shows up first and where it shows up most relevant. I talk to so many new moms who say, you know, I just don't even have time to do laundry. There's always a big pile of laundry. Like, what am I supposed to do? And so in my workshop, we'll be talking a little bit about things very basic like that is how do you really, the answer is ask for what you need, advocate for yourself. And a lot of times that involves talking to your partner in ways that you have never done before. Depending on the age of your kids, like kids know their colors, they can help sort laundry, you know, there's no time like the present to start folding shorts and, you know, really simple stuff like that, making it a game. So from the very simple things like that, all the way to kind of really getting to the heart of what's important to you. And that's really where I believe you have to make your decisions.
That is so, so true. And I think that including the kids in some of the chores is, or let me say household tasks.
Yes.
Because chores sounds not fun, but tasks right. Maybe sounds a little bit better. Maybe household activities. I don't know. We have to come up with a name that's not so yucky.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Household. What can we come up with? Household fun?
Yeah. Well, it depends on how old or young your kids are. You know, young kids always like to feel like they have a job.
Yes.
So if they're, you know, the ones in charge of something, that always,
Ooh, good idea.
You know, when you're 4 and 5 and 6, maybe up to 8, like they can really, like some kids will really take the reins and really, if they feel like they get to be the boss, sometimes we'll say, but there's an answer for kind of all ages. So
very good point. And then at some point they catch on to the game and they say,
yeah.
Hmm,
I don't really you were,
yeah, you were selling me a bill of goods there and I'm not so into it anymore.
Exactly. Well, yeah, then you have to change the game a little bit, but everybody contributes, right? I think that unfortunately, one of the things, the unwritten rules of motherhood is that we should be able to do everything all by ourselves. And it's really amazing how all of us just kind of like put that backpack on and we just start carrying it and we don't even really question it. And so that leads to a lot of those feelings of overwhelm and that there's just not enough time ever in the day. So I think we really have to reevaluate that and not be so eager to think it's all on us and see what the other alternatives are.
Really, really, really good points. We do tend to, as mothers, take on the responsibility, the lion's share of it. Just, I know for me, it was just like, I just didn't even think about it. It just didn't even occur to me to do anything other than take it on.
Right. Exactly.
The concept of sharing, spreading out all the tasks among everybody or whoever was around or as they got older, didn't even occur to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, one of the interesting things that I've seen from a work perspective is that there are a lot of assumptions that working moms make when they come back to work. And so they assume that the company is going to have certain beliefs or certain rules and things like that. And always there are rules, right? But you never know until you ask. And so what I have kind of learned over the years and now encourage all my employees and the women that I coach is have a meeting with your boss and go ask for what you need and see what options are available. You know, I think many companies, like we just talked about a little bit with what's been happening over the last couple of weeks, work from home is now an option where for some it was a reward. You got to work from home if you were a good performer, but now there's no option. So everybody's working from home. That brings its own level of complications. We can talk about that next, but it's, you know, you never know unless you ask. And if that's what you need, then you need to listen to kind of that inner knowing, that gut instinct, whatever it is. And you may not get exactly what you want, but you may be able to negotiate something so that it's not as challenging as it is currently for you.
And you know, you're right. You never do know until you ask.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I think a lot of times it's breaking down those stereotypes, right? Of, you know, our parents' generation, you work from 8 to 5 and that's it. And you close up at 5 o'clock and work is done, right? So now we're ever connected. Emails come in at all times of the night and things like that. And, you know, it really too then starts to come down to boundaries, which you and I have studied a whole lot about boundaries and things like that. And so it's figuring out what those boundaries are when it comes to work, what those boundaries are when it comes to family, and how do you really, instead of thinking about things like work-life balance, which is the phrase that was the only phrase I had to reference when I became a working mom. So I've been trying to mathematically balance for almost 15 years now. And it, through writing the blog and studying and researching and everything that I've done, it's like, balance is not the right word because there's a lot of implications that come with that. And that's one thing that we'll cover in the workshop is kind of looking at those assumptions that come along with that, deconstructing those. And then how do you get to a point where it's more work-life integration? And ultimately, the best part would be work-life flow, I would say.
Beautiful. Your topic is going to be so awesome and so valuable for so many working moms. I can't wait for them to hear more about what you have to say on this topic.
Thank you so much. The full title, I really love it. It's called Guilt, Overwhelm, and Piles of Laundry. How working parents can find balance amidst daily chaos. So
I hope
they'll listen in. I think we'll definitely have a lot of really great takeaways going deeper on some of the things I talked about and a couple others to add to it.
So before we go, you also have this wonderful Working Mom Survival Kit. Can you tell everybody about that and your new quote deck too?
Of course. Yeah. That's, those are things that have just come to me recently. So one of the hard things, I think, when you go back to work, it's a super emotional time. And I think that as the people in your life want to support you and they just don't know what to do, especially we all live in different areas in the country and things like that. So what I put together was what I call the Working Mom Survival Kit. And it's for moms who are going back to work. You know, it's a gift that you can give to them, super inexpensive, and just little things that they'll need that they can either put at their desk or things that they just don't think about, right? A little bit of aspirin, some extra caffeine, some tea, snacks, things like that, because when you go back to work, there's so many things that you're thinking of, just to have a little, it's like a little care package too. Let you know that somebody's thinking of you and helping you through that transition. And then you also mentioned the card deck. Thank you. What I did was I took some of my favorite phrases that I've posted in the blog over the years and put them into a card deck. And what I've found the hardest thing, and I think that this will continue to be hard as we all start working from home and have family around us and everything else, that as you go throughout your day, it's really easy to get swept up in whatever you're working on. And a lot of times that it is chaotic. You kind of frantically start trying to answer emails, or the kids are coming home, or there's just all this stuff coming at you at one time. And all of a sudden you look at the clock, it's 2 o'clock, you haven't eaten lunch, you haven't, you know, you've barely taken a water break. So my intention with these cards is that you shuffle them up, you pull one for the day, and then you just kind of set it next to your computer or what have you, so that you're kind of constantly, it's like constantly in the corner of your eye, reminding yourself. Last night I pulled one from my Facebook group, and it said, breathe in patience, breathe out frustration, repeat. So So I think just having it there to remind yourself, because all of a sudden, you know, hours and hours have gone by and you haven't really taken time to just pause and think about, all right, it's all okay. Now I can keep going. So, it's great. Yes. And, my website is balancedheartcoaching.com. You can find the blog there. You can find the products there. I know you mentioned that earlier, so I'll just save you the ask. That's where you can find me, and on Facebook under Balanced Heart Coaching, and on Instagram at Casey M. Hart.
That is awesome, Casey. I will put your website in the show notes so that people can easily find it.
Awesome.
And I definitely encourage them to look up your survival kit and your quote deck, because I think it's a beautiful gift that you have created for moms everywhere.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun to do.
All right. Well, if you want to hear more of Casey's wisdom about how to dig through the piles of laundry and find balance in the chaos.
I won't come do it at your house, though. Like that is not part of the
workshop. That's your boundary, right?
Right. That is my boundary. I can't do your laundry for you.
But she can help you sort through it, so that'll be good.
Yes, of course.
All right, so join us at the virtual conference at revolutionizingparenthood.com. And that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that particularly during this time, you are finding some balance for yourself.
Amen.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.